listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Water cooler, water cooler, water cooler.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 254, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 47.
We did it.
We did it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got a lot of controversy to get into momentarily, but first let me introduce everybody. My name is Chris Loxamana. You know how the show goes. This is where I hang out with my Corolla Digital friends, Kick It Philly style. With me today, Caelan Bean.
What's going on?
Gary Smith.
What's up?
Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
And Mike Dawson.
Yeah, controversy. You mean bro-versy?
Yeah. Or maybe controversy because...
Oh, good. I like that better.
Because let's just get into it. We got some listener comments, and we got to open this thing up.
Now it's time for listener comments.
We have to address this right away. Now, I love this part of the show. It's where I read our comments from the Facebook group. And it just once again, if you'd like to join... Facebook.com/group/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. It's a great community, consistently growing, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Not growing as fast as some people would like, but
it can grow a little faster. Oh, are you? How many people are you turning away?
A lot.
Gary Gatekeeper.
Quite a few.
Really?
It's not hard.
I think it's fair.
Just let him in, man.
No,
I'm trying to get the numbers up.
All right, like but Dawson,
I got to listen to the show.
And Dawson, right, I think you'll
it's simple.
I think you'll abide by this. We had one guy today who his answer to the question was Gary was in a frat ? And Insomniac. Of course that's in. You don't have to get them both right, but show that you listen to the show.
Did we discuss this on this show, or did we discuss it in private where I said, I hate the guy who said rules are meant to be broken? No, they're not.
Yeah.
That's the fucking point of rules.
Oh, very true.
So follow the rules and you can get in.
Yeah. Rules were literally not meant to be broken. Yes.
Yeah.
Emma, I'm not trying to shit on your point, but isn't the expression that they were made to be broken?
It's same six of one, half dozen of another, my
friend.
Well,
I'm just saying if that is a little more correct.
Maybe. Or more to the point, maybe it's six in one, nine in the other.
Rules were literally not made to be broken.
Literally. Literally.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Gary.
You're welcome.
The Facebook group. Great comments. Everyone's very funny.
Facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC.
That's right. But today I open up our Facebook group, and I see a couple messages, one from Derek Midas and one from Casey Peters. Two different posts. Now, Casey Peters, of course, just got married. Newly married Casey Peters. to Gabby. Lovely bride. And Derek Midas also made a post, and I'll read them both.
So Derek, we can bark at him too,
yeah,
right? We don't know him as well, but still.
Derek kind of broke it open. He wrote, anyone else getting annoyed by all the 69 and the wild posts? Seems like the only thing that's ever posted here and lack of substantial water cooler talk may bring me to leave this group.
I'm with him.
Dawson's with him. And then Casey writes, so can we all agree to give the 69s in the wild a break? And then he tags us all individually and goes, I'll see you. Now, for the newer listeners who may not know, we do 69s in the wild, where if you just see the number 69 anywhere in your life, it's become a thing to just post them into the
group. No one asked for this, by the way. It just started happening.
It really evolved into something strange.
I'm pretty sure we asked.
Beautiful.
Okay. I wasn't.
It was encouraged for a while, just because how bad could it be? I didn't. At the time, Caelan, I didn't realize how often the number 69 really comes up in our lives.
Did you see the guy who posted a highly weathered receipt that he had clearly been holding on to for years, where the total came out to $69.69?
I sure did.
It was a drop in the 69 bucket, though, Gary.
I know.
I think is what we're talking about here.
Yeah. And, Caelan, someone posted that they leveled up in Call of Duty, level 69.
Those are rookie numbers. You got to pump those up.
Wow. What number are you?
Father of two,
like,
ladies.
111
and
right now.
111.
111.
Sour shoes, 111.
Sour shoes at 111?
Yeah, it resets every like 2 months, though.
What's Fig at in T-Bone?
They're at like 120, 130 something.
No, that's smart. You got to team up with the bigger numbers.
Yeah.
So that dude who's number 69, will you put on, will you let him join your squad?
Yeah, will you mentor him the way –
if I'm desperate.
If I'm desperate.
Give out your username again just so people can find you and play
with
you.
Sour Shoes.
Sour Shoes. Although there's some kind of number attached to it that I don't remember.
I mean, how many numbers could there be? Just start trying combinations.
Yeah.
Well, you can search by Sour Shoes, can't you?
I'm not sure.
Sour Shoes is a popular Howard Stern character that I'm sure he's not. I wonder if all the numbers afterwards are because.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
I've never listened to Stern, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sour Shoes is a staple of the Howard Stern show. He actually called into Ace on the House one time impersonating to be Artie Lang and had Adam on the phone for a good 30 minutes. Adam truly thinking that was Artie Lang. So
pretty good. I remember that.
It was pretty funny actually. And so that I wonder, because like my first screen name was Da Bomb 993.
Mm-hmm. Sure. As it would.
And I'm not saying that there were 992 other Da Bombs and I just went in order, but I did have to figure out a number sequence afterward because all the other ones were taken.
I was El DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that, and you were the only one, I'm sure. Right. And then, Matt, what was your first screen name?
Simpsons fan.
Hey, Matt, what's your current email address?
R.I.P. Matt's inbox, by the way.
I have a habit of doing that.
One of my friends, his first screen name. First, I'm going to spell it for you, and then I'm going to tell you what it was. It was H-C-C-H-O-O-O-O-O-M-P. And what it is the sound you make when you bite into a chip.
That's pretty good.
We were 9 years old.
Yeah. Wow, that's like pretty impressive for a 9-year-old.
Pretty ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Kalen, what was your first screen name?
C-Dog 492.
I mean, you still use that for stuff.
What's your current email address? This is a fun bit, Chris.
Wow, people really have. I don't use Da Bomb 993 anymore. You guys can look for that one.
I've never used El DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night. I just heard you say Da Bomb, and I was like, DeBarge.
DeBarge.
So you remember El DeBarge?
No.
Oh, dude. Biggest hit when I was 13 years old, man.
So I could see how that would have been your screen name.
With the rhythm of the night.
With
the morning light. Forget about the worries on the night.
Nice little Latin groove.
We could leave it all behind.
What was your first screen name then, Mike?
I have no idea. I don't think I ever
You didn't have
one.
Like an avatar?
I still don't think I have a screen name.
Well, we don't anymore.
We might have been Los
Angeles. I don't think I've ever had a... Was this for video games?
No, for like AOL Instant Messenger.
AIM.
I never had that.
You don't even have... Okay, then what were your lyrics in your profile, in your away message?
Who's in your topic?
Yeah, because when it was like our first way of communicating online was AIM. Yep. My series was Da Bomb 993, and then I went to My Mom Says I'm Cool 4. Also had to get a number after that, but My Mom Says I'm Cool, a quote by Milhouse Van Houten. My mom says I'm cool.
Get that drop. That was a great impression.
And Gary, what about you?
Chris's first good impression.
Yeah.
Mix-a-Lot 230.
What email? What's your current email, Gary? Don't pretend like you don't still use that email.
Mix-a-Lot.
At adamcurl.com.
Mix-a-Lot 230 at adamcurl.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, you were that big of a fan?
No, not particularly.
You just like to mix things up yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
This is what you called yourself and how you carried your life?
Yeah.
You mixed it up?
He's an avid baker.
Love a story.
Oh, yeah. Very big in actual mixing.
A lot of mixing.
Yeah. What was your next one? Or do you still use it? I don't want to give it away.
Did
you ever have another screen name after that?
Oh, what am I, a monster?
You kept Mix-a-Lot the entire time?
Until AIM was no longer a thing, yeah.
Wow. See, I guess I'm surprised. I had two. Jenny was Windsurf and Chica.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, Chris, you don't understand. When you have gold, like Mix-a-Lot 230,
you don't
let go of that.
That's true.
You keep it. You put a ring on that screen name.
Yeah. That's
right. Matt's correct. I'm glad you understand.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, anyway, getting back to the Facebook group. So Derek and Casey, not happy with the 69s. I personally thought it was going to be a little much. Sure.
It's a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was definitely a lot.
Because groups in Facebook alert you the most, I think, of any other kind of notification. And every time you click on it, it's a new 69. And sometimes it'd be cool. Like Kevin McCarthy put – a 69 of a frog on a scale. It was 69 ounces. And just made me have
it's
more
a big
questions.
Fucking frog.
Why? It was grams, but.
Oh, grams. Sorry, not ounces.
Big fucking frog, dude.
Chris over here. 7 pound frog.
Excuse me, grams. And yeah, it just made me wonder, oh, Kevin's a frog dude. Let's explore that. Or Nicholas Holbert posted 69 in a Vegas bingo hall. Nicholas loves his bingo.
Yeah.
So does Matt.
Oh, Matt does love his bingo. That's right. See, so you guys,
69 is classic on the board.
You guys could have connected, but
see that subtle flex where Matt pointed out that he knows which letter is associated with 69.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we have to
that
know,
is a subtle
right?
flex. Yeah. You have to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So we all know. We all know.
We got to discuss your bingo because there's a lot of bingo questions. We'll get into.
I just think we're all that good at math. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And a lot of the comments within these posts are like, yeah, we're getting kind of over it. It's getting old. We want more water cooler talk. Let's get some more topics.
Let's get some topic talk. I like to think of the Bobo Boy Army Worldwide LLC as like a hive mind. You know, we're all actually kind of thinking the same thing at the same time. So you can understand why everyone thinks it's too much at the same time.
Yeah. It's a big group think tank.
That's right.
And I agree. When I go on there, I want to be more involved with the topics, and we all kind of are always on the same page. So a lot of people, even Stephen Shoemaker, Kalen.
Shoemaker.
He wasn't into it either. He's like, yeah, I'm kind of getting over it myself. So, and John Dittman wrote, but what if we actually see someone 69ing in the wild? To which I say,
post away.
That's fine. I think that's where we can call it. So. For those who are listening to this episode, we can pump the brakes on the 69s in the wild unless they are truly extraordinary.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody
was a controversy.
Somebody took a crayon and then wrote the number 69 on a piece of paper and then took a picture of it. Yeah. Not impressed.
Yeah. Someone's like, episode 69 of the podcast I'm listening to or things like that. And let's get something crazy.
Yeah.
But it did open my eyes to how many times the number 69 really.
Numerology, man.
Yeah. It's really just.
It's cray.
Yeah.
You ever seen that movie, Pie?
Yeah. Wait, no. Why did I say American yeah to that? Pie? No, I haven't.
You should see it. No, not American Pie. Mm. That would be a great version of those
Pie,
movies
like
combined.
Pie, like the 3.14?
Yeah. It's a Darren Aronofsky movie about a guy slowly going crazy, and it's like all about numerology, and he sees numbers everywhere, like the same pattern of numbers.
Oh.
Mm. It's a good movie. It's strange, but good.
I would like to watch that then. I love math movies. All right, let's get into a few more listener comments.
Name three.
Okay. Well, I'd say like Good Will Hunting.
Good.
This is totally doable.
Beautiful
I just want
mind.
To hear you do that.
Yeah, Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Chris, name three.
I was going to Beautiful Mind next.
No, now you can't use that one. You have to name two more now.
Now you need two more.
Yeah. Okay, I will say The Social Network. Eduardo's Equation in the Window.
Social Network is not a fucking math movie.
I don't think that really works.
Okay. I love math in movies. Can I rephrase that? Wait, what are other math
21.
Movies? 21's a great movie. I guess I do love math movies. I loved 21. I watched it recently, not as good as I remember it, but I still enjoy it and living vicariously through all those kids who became super rich.
It's kind of hard to watch any Spacey movie where it's about him shepherding a bunch of children.
I don't know, man. I think it's that guy. I don't know. I think he got totally fucked by Hollywood. I'm not sure what he did, but he never got convicted of anything.
Yeah.
And they immediately went out and completely ruined one of the best series, House of Cards.
That was about
completely
that
pissed all over it.
Anyone ever watched
and,
the final
and they
of
never
that?
Look back. And they're no. putting like House of Cards is fucking kind of
great.
It's being pushed by Netflix right now as one of their great things. But all of the promotional pictures are with Sean Penn's ex-wife. They're not. There's not one picture of Kevin Spacey, and yet it's six seasons of Kevin Spacey and then one season of her, and it just went. I don't know. I miss that dude.
I'm not really sure what he did
like
either
see,
at this point.
I'd like
honest.
To see that guy come back and make fucking movies. And if I was him, I think I'd be super fucking pissed in Hollywood.
Well, this is once again the argument of separating the art from the artist, and if we can do it, and to what degree? Like for instance, the background of my phone. I don't have my phone in here. Is
Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey. Yes.
Such a weird picture that you have as your backdrop.
Well, it's what we call a deep fake. No, it's a picture of a band called Brand New. It's one of their album covers, and I love it. I've had it on my as a background on my phone for probably 7 years, maybe 8 years, and I just like it. Now I've
ironic.
Tried. I've tried.
It's not brand new anymore.
Yeah,
it wasn't worth cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I actually like that. Yeah, please. I don't mind if you do that. And now, whenever recently, a couple years ago, he got kind of Me Too'd, the lead singer. And
was it literally a kind of Me Too'd? Yeah. It was like,
what does kind of mean?
Did this to
like,
me.
Like a girl said that. I actually don't even know the full story, but it was when all the other Me Too stuff started really happening. So everyone was kind of coming out with their own versions. And I don't think it was that big of a deal because the band didn't have to break up. The band didn't have to – he didn't get canceled really. But I remember people were like, oh, you got to change your background. And I tried it. I changed my background for a little bit. Just because it's time for change. Come on, Chris.
You should change it up every once in a while.
Change it up every – yeah. What is your background, Kalen?
It is – oh, wait. Hold on. There's a text in the way. It's an adorable picture of me and my daughter.
Oh, aww, that is a great photo.
So cute.
And yeah, so that's Kalen's background. Very adorable. Mine is so obviously you've done that recently because your daughter is quite young.
Yes, that was fairly recently.
Yeah, so I can't do that anyway. And
ooh, watch yourself! It's the claw.
And so I thought I'd change it up. I didn't like it. Whatever I change it to, whether it be a picture of nature or.
Nurture.
Or space. Or nurture. Yeah, but whether it's...
Just picture two people hugging.
Guys, just let him keep listing things that aren't Jenny.
I just can't think of any picture. Thousands of ideas went through his mind.
Nature. Space. A puppy.
Oh, God.
Step on it when he's just digging himself into a grave. I swear to Christ.
So, anyway, what's your new picture, yeah. Chris? What'd Jenny. You settle on?
So it's now Jenny. No, it was, yeah, whether it was a picture of nature or nurture or space, I didn't like it. So, it is still currently brand new because it's become sort of my identity. But then, and I still love the music the band plays. So, I'm okay with listening to Brand New. Obviously, I'm not okay with anybody having sexually harassing another person. And same thing with Kevin Spacey. We all cannot deny that he's a brilliant actor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he recently just come out with a masterclass as well, like with that company Masterclass for acting?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, are we sure that he hasn't been charged with anything or whatever Dawson said? Because I don't know how well researched that is. Didn't he do some terrible things to some people?
There were accusations. No,
there were accusations.
He wasn't charged.
There was a trial.
There was one.
There was no like multi-million-dollar settlement.
He was like a waiter at a restaurant, but then they ended up dropping the lawsuit.
Something like that. Yeah. It just fucking ended unspectacularly.
Yeah. And I'm really surprised this is coming from Dawson because Dawson on the Corolla show. Told a story about Kevin Spacey because Kevin
Spacey...
Sure,
he just looked deep into my eyes, though. He didn't try to grab my dick right. And get me drunk.
Yeah, so let's talk. Because also, within all of these accusations, Kevin Spacey came out, which was also very shocking, although kind of got buried within all the Me Too
He tried
stuff.
To do it as a way
yeah,
to
his,
like,
oh, that's right.
That was his whole diversion, was yeah. like, you know, I'm being accused of this, and I am definitely gay. So don't look at...
Yeah, look over here.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I'm reading right now. So those two allegations were dropped after the accuser invoked the Fifth Amendment and refused to continue testifying after Mr. Spacey's lawyer that he could be charged with a felony if he had deleted evidence from his cell phone.
There you go.
So that's kind of a weird one.
Well,
and then that Anthony Rapp.
That's an untrusty witness.
Anthony Rapp, the guy,
untrusty.
The main
untrusty.
Actor who was on.
Yeah, unreliable. That's right, yeah.
I'm reading an article from September of 2020, so just last month, saying that he's once again being sued by him and another unnamed person because of sexual offenses when they were 14 years old. I'm just saying, I am also one who is able to separate the art. I'll still watch Kevin Spacey movies, but I'm not going to go out on the record and say, really can't wait to see him make more movies right now. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty eked out by the whole thing. His stuff is amongst the stuff that I feel like the kind of weirdest watching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have seen any
so
of this stuff
since.
So that's
like
the
your
stuff
limit.
You're talking about is him on the screen and then that combined with stories that you hear that may or may not have any basis in reality. Just because he's a creepy actor, you got a creepy feel.
He creeps me out a little bit.
Okay.
How the hell did we get here?
21 math movies.
How many years do you serve in prison?
So I think Chris still needs to name a third math movie, if I may steer us back towards the tracks.
Yeah. Rounders?
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
You're just going for poker at this point?
Yeah, I'm just going gambling. Statistics.
Not really.
And he has to earn a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Math. Ta-da. All right. Anyway, speaking of one last thing about 69, Addie, who we all know, very huge Corolla fan / acehole, posted her 69. I mean, her picture of 69. Her picture of the 69 in the wild, and it was a 69 days till Christmas calendar. Well, it was just like how many days till Christmas, and she put 69. Actually, when Christmas was 69 days away. And I'm thinking, how far back does that calendar – how far back is she counting down to Christmas? And how awesome is that? She must give killer Christmas gifts if she's looking that far into in advance.
Got to plan all year, man.
Yeah. So that was our 69. So let's cool it on the 69s. Now, two more comments before we move on. Eileen wants to know
– nothing can stop the
Eileen wants a lot of extra growls in that one. I don't remember putting all those. Eileen wants to know, Mike Dawson plugged a microphone a few episodes ago. What was it? And people responded, it's Rode. He uses Rode. But I don't think that's what Mike was plugging. Mike was actually plugging his Sentrance.
Probably the mixer face. No, it's – what's it called now? It's the new mixer face. Sentrance is doing a dual input – digital USB interface for computers. Just follow him on Twitter, Sentrance, or go to Sentrance.com. It's a piece of gear that if you crowdsource, you can get for $300. It's going to retail for like $450. If you podcast or live cast or do any kind of whatever.
Cast.
You need a cast if you
get this
arm.
Thing. Yeah. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes. It's an amazing piece of equipment. I've got the V1 of it.
Movie stars.
And now I'm going to get the V2.
All right, and so there you go, Eileen. Yeah, I think that was totally it. And also, Mike gave some love to was it Spectrum Analyzers today?
Yes, I was EQing audiobook and. When I get tired, there's a very irritating frequency that comes out in my voice. It's this little buzz, and it only
when you get tired.
When I get tired,
oh,
and today I'm like I'm just trying to fucking EQ this out. I'm like, God, this is bothering me. And I found I just opened up a Spectrum analyzer, and right when that noise came up, you see just this increase in levels in one frequency area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank you. And then you just go to your EQ and notch that out.
Notch it out.
Wow.
Gone.
There you go. Some mixing tips.
And it made
Mike
me
Dawson.
Incredibly happy.
All right. Lastly.
I'll thank you to save the mixing stuff to mix a lot, but.
True.
Whatever.
All right. And lastly, Kathy writes, need some recommendations of shows and movies to watch. I tore my calf muscle while moving and am immobile for the foreseeable future. Oh, no.
Is this the same Kathy who sent us an undisclosed amount of money for lunch?
Undisclosed.
Is this Kathy from KathyWillBuyYouLunch?
Yeah, this is Kathy from KathyWillBuyYouLunch.com.
How are you going to buy people lunch if your leg's broken? What did she say?
That is true. Yeah, it says she tore her calf muscle while moving. That sounds super painful. And am immobile for the foreseeable future. I got a pretty sweet full leg brace. And some crutches, and I'm thinking about bedazzling them.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Please leave your recommendations using the Bean Scale. Now, Kathy, of course, nobody can leave their recommendations using the Bean Scale except for one Kaylin Bean. But she needs some recommendations of shows or movies to watch. What do you guys got?
Just general?
First and foremost,
what are you into?
I will say I did see people in the comments of this post using the Bean Scale, and I've never been closer to banning someone from
How
the group.
How dare they?
So watch yourself.
Instant ban.
Can we give people timeouts for shit like that? Get them out for kick them out for a week.
I love how I'm just trying to get people in, and you guys are like, "How do we kick these people out?"
I'm just saying, behave. I suggested on there a show I watched recently called Yellowstone, which is good. And that's then Matt show. Has been telling me for a couple years now to watch Pen 15, which I finally started.
Oh, it's nice.
Very funny as well.
Super funny.
I will say, when we were talking about the AOL Instant Messenger, there's an amazing episode of that Pen 15 show. That's the entire episode's about AOL Instant Messenger, and it brought back a lot of good memories.
Ooh. And also
the bomb 302.
There you go.
993. 302 would have been awesome, but I didn't get it early enough. All right, and Kathy, I will tell you this also. We have a Flick in the Bean coming up later on in the show, so stay tuned, and maybe Kalen will recommend something for you.
Kathy, 6 tight sci-fi episodes, maybe 7, Raised by Wolves. Find it.
Oh, yeah, you're telling that to Kalen to watch.
I will recommend a classic Alfred Hitchcock movie called Rear Window. It stars Jimmy Stewart. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the movie, he breaks his leg and he's in a cast. He's immobile. All he can do is look out. What? His rear window.
It's a fantastic movie.
Also, if you've never seen Misery, great movie. Yeah.
Yes, in also involving a broken leg cast. Oh. That's right.
Guys, I think she's looking to take her mind off that. She broke her leg.
Here are movies. In the feeling of something you're not experiencing.
Here's a person with a broken leg.
She said, can you recommend, I'm going to sit here and just think about my leg. Can you recommend some extra ways to help me think about this leg?
I just feel like it would have been rude of me to like suggest watching The Marathon Man or Forrest Gump or like something where she like can't a lot of running in that movie.
Running
you
Man,
know?
You should check out Running Man.
So Matt,
Chariots of Fire.
So here's a movie about somebody also in a very similar position as you, going through some horrifying things.
Well, I'm just saying, if her leg's broken, I can't tell her that. I just feel bad. And, reminding her that she can't run.
And after she watches Rear Window, check out the Shia remake. Was it Disturbia?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like the
I don't second that suggestion at all, though.
I think you're not second Shia.
Where's the I
liked that movie.
That
what's that?
Nothing. I don't understand the reference.
Oh, sweet. It's like a modern remake of Rear Window.
Oh, but he's not in a leg cast.
He's not?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure
he is.
Is
like house arrest or something? Because he can't leave
his room. House arrest.
Oh, maybe it's on house arrest. Why do I think of him in a wheelchair? I don't know. Anyway, check out. We have plenty of movies for you to watch. Maybe watch it. I don't know. I don't even know if I could recommend that now. Lastly, before we get to some Shay and some flicking, big ups to Trevor West. He brought us he brought us some food, some sausages, and of course for today's episode, he gave us a bunch of sausages, like an insane amount of sausages and brats and hot dogs, and then a lot of canned seafood. And I was wondering, why would you give us all this canned seafood? And of course,
I love me some clam.
Matt loved clams. He gave us canned clams, like way more, like so much clams.
Dude, canned clams I just bought some at the grocery store like 3 days
ago.
Dude,
there's more
in this shop right now than you would ever need.
Good, then I won't have to buy them for like 3 years maybe.
What are you using it for?
I was gonna ask.
Chowder?
No, clam. Just clams and pasta.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Angel hair pasta, clams.
From a can, though? I feel really freaked out by the can.
No, the can is fine. I mean, are they brand Snow? Is the brand Snow? Snow clams?
I think Chris is going to get them right now. Okay. I don't remember, but there was a lot. Oh. And he also sent us – it was the same box I was showing you that had all those tortillas and stuff in them.
This you can't.
How many pounds is that you're holding?
A lot of clams.
The cans I buy are this big.
Like a pet food can.
Yeah, this is like – if you're,
if you really love clams, you love you some clams.
That is 51 ounces of clams, almost the size of a frog.
I'll probably take it, though, because you never know. I got space in the cupboard, and what if...
Kevin Spacey's in your cupboard?
Kevin Spacey is in the cupboard. I keep him there. That's why he's not doing any movies right now.
Yeah, that's why.
At the Costco Business Center by my house, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there are Costcos that aren't Costcos.
Yes.
Walmart?
Yeah, they're just there.
No, they're like restaurant.
There's a lot
supply.
Of kitchen supply, restaurant supply Costcos. There's one of those next to my house. So that's the Costco I usually go to. So they sell, and they only sell them at this place, fucking clam chowder by the bag. Like a big fucking 3-pound bag of chowder. And I'm like, you know what? It sits in the fucking freezer. I'm going to try it. I tried it. It's better than most clam chowders you get at any fucking restaurant, which tells you they're all doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fucking good, decent clam chowder. But I bet you, and so what I do sometimes is I put a pot of the clam chowder in and I'll open up a can of snow clams.
Extra clams?
I put in the extra clams and the extra clam juice, and it gets more clammy. If I were
love
to
me some clam.
Do like a Sunday football thing where I took a full bag of that chowder.
Chowder.
And added one of these, that'd be pretty good. So yeah. I will take this and I'll
take that.
And I'll try that out.
There's some small ones. I took and some conch too. Some little things of little cans of conch.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
But there are smaller
like
cans of clams.
Yeah. Smaller canned clams. But thanks to Trevor West. And please give him a follow on Instagram at _TrevorWest. Very easy. And we appreciate you feeding us, good sir.
I will add that Chris brought a full barbecue to work. So we could cook up those sausages, and they were very good.
They were great. They were great.
See? All right. Those are the listener comments. Once again, thanks everybody for participating in the Facebook group. Now, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We got Matt went to Palm Springs. Kaylin has a flicking bean. Matt plays bingo. I mean, there's just so much to get into.
I did not play bingo in Palm Springs, although that is a hell of a place to play. A lot of competitors out there.
Yeah. You got to see Neil Diamond in Reno.
Yeah.
And you got to play bingo in Palm Springs.
I don't like games where it really is just all complete luck, right? How do you get good at bingo?
You're spoken from a man who clearly doesn't understand the game.
It's kind of the point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then what's the point? There is no point if there's no edge. I don't know.
I don't know. It depends. If you're good enough to play multiple cards at once, that'll give you an edge.
Oh, yeah. Get some multi-card action. That makes sense.
And you got to pregame it, too. Let's be honest. No one is going in there without a little bit of some steroids, if you know what I'm saying.
Or Viagra. They're all very old.
They're all on Viagra.
They're already widowers.
Yep.
You guys already know this.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Talking like true 71-year-olds.
Gotta get our hot bingo talking. Well, Matt also went on a little weekend getaway. Where'd you go, Matt?
I went to what is typically known as Palm Springs, but really it's Palm Desert, which isn't actually Palm Springs for being very
adjacent.
Specific. But yeah, they're right next to each other. I am fortunate enough that my family has like a timeshare that they go to. So
why are you so weird when you say timeshare?
Because it's weird. I don't know.
It's really weird.
It just feels weird.
It feels
weird.
It
feels like super like rich kid, which I don't feel like most of the time.
Oh, no.
I think of timeshares as scams.
That's okay, good.
Matt's playing off the timeshares, though, private jet.
But that's how it feels to me.
Plane.
Whoever. I want to talk to the guy who sold you that timeshare.
It sells to me, I'll tell you what.
He sell.
All right, well, then good. Then I don't have to feel so weird about it.
Yeah, don't feel weird. It's okay.
It's funny, though. I really do think of it. Like,
you should feel weird about it.
I feel weird about it for the wrong reasons,
though. For a totally different reason.
All right, I'm recalibrating this now.
Dawson. Explain why Matt should feel weird about it for a different reason.
Because timeshares are a huge money suck. They make somebody rich, and you can't get there. It's the biggest scam in the suckers.
Well, it may be, but my family goes. My parents
suckers and marks,
are fucking
Matt.
Going all wherever they want all the Wait. Time and staying in these places.
Are you sure your name's not Mark Fondelier?
I mean, again, when I had my incredible honeymoon. Part of the reason we were able to do that is because my parents had a bunch of timeshare points that they gave to us that let us stay at like incredible places all over the world.
Okay,
so.
Matt, we get it. You have a ton of timeshares. Okay. Jeez.
My brother.
It's like a flexible thing. You. It's not for one place. You could use it in a bunch of different places.
My brother got gifted this other family's timeshare in Hawaii because his family couldn't get out there. And it's this really fucking sweet condo right on the beach. Great fucking place. My brother comes home after spending like 10 days there. He calls me up. He's like, dude, I'm buying a timeshare. And I'm like, slow down, please, Sean. Slow down. Slow to tell
Come
me.
On, Sean.
Tell me. Talk to me. Tell me what happened. What happened?
Wow.
And then it took me about an hour.
I guess
to
I have.
Finally go, okay, so you're not buying a timeshare, right? Right. I'm not going to buy. Okay.
I guess I am aware of this thing that you guys are all – that we're all talking about where they like trick you into watching a presentation.
It's like pyramid scheme.
Yeah. I totally get that. So maybe what my parents have, they call it a timeshare. Maybe it is something different because, again, this is something that they've had for a while and it definitely seems like they're getting whatever money they spent on it's worth. But maybe I have no idea.
What your parents have is not what people traditionally think of when you think of a timeshare. Your parents basically have a
point system where there's a network of different hotels and houses like around the world that they can choose when and where they want to
exactly.
use.
Exactly.
That's not
exactly.
what a timeshare.
Yeah, that's not having a timeshare.
Right. Yeah. Well.
Oh,
so,
now Matt's
then I completely
bummed.
Your family is
well,
part of a rich vacation network
there
of
we
places.
Go. Now it's back to how
which
I originally felt fucking weird about this whole
that
thing.
You lived this life of luxury. Yeah, absolutely. Seeker of pleasure.
Oh, Matt thought he had timeshares, and now he doesn't.
Well, whatever it is.
Whatever
it's lovely.
Yeah.
And this particular trip was a little bit different than normal because of all of the coronavirus restrictions. And the pool area, which basically that's the only reason I'm going out there, is to lay in the pool and drink some fucking Mai Tais.
In the desert.
Just get loaded on my parents' tab. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
And because
– we know they're very, very rich.
Shut up. God damn it. Because of the coronavirus travel restrictions, they had this – a couple strange rules I wanted to get your guys' takes on. I
no thought, butlers?
Shut up. Yeah, right. Concierge. Yeah, first of all, no butlers, which was
oh,
really
no.
disappointing. No valets.
Oh, sorry, man.
No one cooked to prepare my own food.
Oh.
They had 2-hour time slots for the pool area. Predetermined, like 24 hours in advance, you had to tell them if you were going to be in the pool from 8 to 10, 10:30 to 12:30, 1 to 3, so on and so forth. You could only have 1 2-hour time slot per hotel room.
Yeah,
so,
how odd.
So what kind of timeshare is this? Is this like a is this a group of condos? Is this an apartment building? What the Because now this sounds worse.
It's a hotel.
This is at a hotel.
Okay.
It's always at like hotels, basically.
Okay.
So we had 2 rooms. Timeshare. So we had
– he called it a timeshare. Yeah, we have a timeshare at the Sheraton. The Time Sheraton.
It's actually a Marriott. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a fucking timeshare.
Matt keeps telling me it's Marriott, but look up the family of hotels. Ritz-Carlton's in there. I think Matt's just playing it.
Oh.
Right. So we would have a pool from 10:30 to 12:30, and then everybody had to leave. They had like people going around from the place, like telling everybody, yep, you got 10 minutes, everyone's got to pack up.
Let's go.
You had to then
spray it with malaria.
Yep, they sprayed everything down. So from 10:30 to 12:30 in the pool, then leave the pool area from 12:30 to about 12:45, and then go back in the pool again from 1 to 3.
Because you would use a different room that was in that
That's
slot.
Right. Then our second time slot was then the other room, but we could, you know.
The other room.
So you guys lined your slots together so you would have a really big chunk.
Have like a 4-hour block,
yeah.
But there was this really weird thing where everybody has to get up, and I was telling Gary off mic that you couldn't help but look at the clocks the entire time. Oh, we've been here for 15 minutes. Oh, we've been here for half an hour. Oh, we've been here for
Should I get
hour.
Another drink? Oh, we only have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So that was kind of a bummer, but this was the really crazy part. My understanding is that this is only for California. I don't know if this is all over the country, but no. In California, all these bars are closed down because they only serve alcohol. And it's an edict during the coronavirus that you have to serve food as well as drinks.
Yeah.
So you cannot go anywhere to just have drinks. You have to have some sort of food item on your bill.
That's the loophole. In order to get drinks, you have to order food, at least in California, open air, and you have to get food. A place that only sells drinks can't even open.
Now, at this particular place, we were all signed up for specific time zones. We're all escorted to our own benches, you know, our lounge chairs or whatever, where we're sitting around the pool.
Wow.
And you have to order an entree.
Did they shackle your ankles or were you able to walk?
I did see at a certain point that you had to wear face masks in the pool, which I was like, this is a joke, right? This is a joke. Like, you're waterboarding yourself at this point. So anyway, if you wanted to get a drink, you had to get food with it.
Right.
And what I found to be hilarious is it had to be an entree. You could not get a side dish.
I didn't know
so
that.
For example, chips and salsa, you could not get. But you could get nachos,
right?
Presumably because they're putting some cheese on it.
I think that's a hotel thing. I don't know if that's like a – that part is with the law that you need an entree.
It was very – it felt a little scammy. Felt a little timeshare-y.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm saying? You are at a timeshare.
Felt a little timeshare-y.
All right.
And yeah, so
I'm just getting angry.
Yeah.
You know?
It was weird.
Yeah.
I think I've kept my anger in check because I don't really leave the house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
Dawson,
you
want to keep your anger in check?
Ugh.
Don't travel. Every time I've traveled during this, I've been so excited leading up to it, and then I've been over the moon when I've been gone, and then I am just crushed when I get back.
Yeah. Especially like getting back to like, for instance, LAX.
But that chick who called the show the other day said, Florida, we're open, dude. We're open.
Yeah, everything's open in Florida.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wild. Well, on the flip side, out in Palm Desert.
If it weren't for hurricanes, you know?
You'd live there.
Man, no, I probably wouldn't. but that would be a big...
I did get to eat indoors, which, again, we don't get to do here in California. I got to eat inside twice, which was pretty amazing.
Here in Los Angeles, you mean?
Yeah.
We're still in
Orange
California.
County can still do
well,
that.
Well, that
Orange
was the – oh, okay.
Right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I've only fucking ate outside.
You don't know where Palm Desert is?
I do.
So yeah. You were still in California.
LA County.
Yeah, Orange County. LA County is the only one that's still under that draconian bullshit.
And the last –
Sorry, Matt, they didn't allow him to bring his tutor – along.
Yeah,
so he was a little short on geography.
Can you guys believe they wouldn't let me park the horses with my horse and drawn carriage either?
Oh my goodness.
I couldn't believe you couldn't get the caviar appetizer.
That was what was really upsetting.
Yeah.
We did go to a new place, which usually the Palm Desert
trips. Gave you one fork.
should we do your intro then?
Oh yeah, fucking I thought we were doing this the whole time.
What's on the menu?
Yeah, let's just do that. Okay, good.
I'm about to wrap up the goddamn segment. That's hilarious. We went somewhere new to a brunch place.
Ooh.
Very fancy. It's called C'est Bon, which means so good in French.
C'est Bon.
C'est Bon. And they had this crazy – it's basically dessert for breakfast, so I know Kaylin would hate it, but it was fucking incredible. You guys picture like a Belgian waffle,
but it
was stuffed with mangoes. And then on top of it, not just the fresh berries, but creme brulee custard.
Whoa.
That even had the little – that crisp, that like brown burnt crisp on it that you'd on a creme brulee.
That's the creme brulee
part,
right?
That's the brulee part of
brulee.
It. Yeah,
yeah, you gotta caramelize the sugar on top.
That was absolutely epic. And the other thing that they had on this menu – that I thought was really good was crepes. And I want to know, what do you guys think about crepes? I feel like we never talked about that before.
Crepes? I like crepes. I like both sweet and savory crepes. Mm-hmm. There's a crepe restaurant in Long Beach where growing up, I thought that is where you got to go if you take a date. And I went on a first date with a girl there, and it went very well.
Mm.
It was a crepe restaurant. You get the savory crepes for your entree. And you get the dessert crepe, obviously, for the sweet crepe for your dessert. And our server was wearing Heelys.
he was
skating around the restaurant in his Heelys.
Place.
Look, I was a kid. But I remember thinking this place is fancy. It's good. It's still around. It's on 2nd Street.
Hey, honey, get in my van. We're going for crepes.
Now, Kaylin, I know you don't like sweet stuff.
That reminds me of a band I started once called Statutory Crepe.
But, Kaylin, you know they make savory crepes as well.
I did not know that.
Like the one that we had was like ham and egg and some cheese.
Like
it was more like an omelet
that.
Kind of wrapped in a crepe.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's like a thin pancake wrapped around your food.
I know what a crepe is.
Yeah. I think we all know what crepe is.
All right, Kaylin.
Matt, careful with all that with the rich kids.
Sitting behind the
bar. You kind of want to lay back.
I really should. Gary, thoughts on crepes?
Okay.
Oh.
I don't mind a crepe.
But give you a pancake, right?
I think that it's pretty well established that Americans do it better. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was going to say crepes are the one skinny thing. Like usually, at least in my life, I see skinny something. I'm like, stay that away from me. That's what I said.
Stay that away from me.
That's some real rich kid shit.
You really needed that.
Stay that away from me, bro.
Stay that away from me.
Yeah.
But skinny pancakes, I think I'm in. You know? It's the one time that I'm in.
I told you, I like skinny cookies. I like skinny pancakes. I like skinny what other skinny foods are there?
Margaritas. Some skinny potatoes.
Yeah.
They're called chips.
You're not into
French fries
into
skinny potatoes like
carpaccio?
Carpaccio.
Beef carpaccio?
I guess that is pretty thinly sliced as well.
Yeah.
Carpaccio.
I think you need to rethink.
All right, well, I take it back. I guess crepes are amongst several skinny foods.
Crepes are terrible, dude.
Crepes are first terrible.
Of all, pancakes are the dessert of breakfast. Period.
Okay.
No, French toast.
Well, that's great. Part of it. Yeah, that's in there.
Well, French toast is not a pancake. But yeah, are you suggesting crepes, that they're the same thing?
Crepes are. I don't know, man. I don't know the
have
last time
had
I had a
savory
crepe.
I
would say yes, and she gave me extra gravy with it.
Mmm.
You know?
That was a meat pie.
Yeah. Same thing. See, the savory crepes,
the same thing.
You can't eat as like
work.
A Hot Pocket food.
You can't just be like apples and oranges. Same thing.
Right.
Okay. Coke and Pepsi, same thing. It's different.
I have so many questions about this. First off, we're talking about French toast versus pancakes. Not the same thing, but I mean, we've all made French toast before. You get the bread, you dip it in the egg, you put it in the pan.
Matt just
Do you know that French
place.
Toast is not French at all, though? It's not. It's an American dish.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I will still call French toast just for the sake of clarity here. So you make French toast. What if you did that? Has anyone done
you
that?
You know what French toast is? Crepes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's French pancake.
Has reached a new low.
What if you took a pancake?
Yeah.
French toast existed at the age of the Roman Empire.
Right.
So not an American
thing. It was an American thing, though, because
it
was the Americans who started it, and then Columbus was like,
Columbus brought it over.
He's like, hey, I found this land, but more importantly, have you had breakfast yet?
Yes, I forgot that we should be attributing French toast
and
to
then,
Chris
and
Columbus.
Then he took it to his time machine and brought it to the Roman Empire.
That's wow. Right.
You're on a first name basis with Christopher Columbus? Off to Chris Columbus there, like real casual.
Just
like.
For the sake of brevity, I just had to get it out.
Crisco for short.
Crisco.
There you go.
So if you took a already cooked pancake, Matt Shea, and you dip that in the egg bath, and you prepared a pancake the way you would a piece of bread for French toast, and you Frenched it up.
Oh my God.
Would that work?
You're blowing
my
mind.
And would
right
that
now.
Be delicious? Because right now I'm thinking that would be freaking good.
That would be amazing.
I don't know if that would work with a pancake, but I've seen that done with a waffle.
What?
I've seen that done with a Belgian waffle, yeah.
Wow.
A French-Belgian waffle.
French toast.
Toast.
It's actually Italian because Crisco, but...
Yeah. Either way, somebody in the Facebook group, that should be the picture. You know, everybody French their pancakes and waffles.
That
and
sounds really
And let
good.
Me know how it goes. You guys can be...
You called it. You called it an egg bath, and I'm...
Egg wash.
You called it... He just said egg bath.
But I meant egg wash, I think. Or egg bath. I could call it egg bath. Why not?
It's an egg bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'm equally parts repelled and...
Intrigued.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's all a great right. word.
It's a leg bath.
It's a great word.
Thank you. Now, also, a couple things. Two, we're talking crepes. When I think of crepes, I think of one particular substance that I always get in crepes.
Heroin.
Nutella. I like Nutella. In my crepes. And it's like every time I get crepes. That's probably the only time I ever have Nutella.
It is often seen in crepe form.
Yeah. Jennifer, my fiance, she hates Nutella because in her brain she's thinking, I'm getting chocolate. And then she tastes it and I'm getting hazelnut cream base. That's what Nutella is.
Right.
Do you guys like Nutella?
Sure.
No.
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 Wow.
All right. Well,
Matt's rich, though, so.
Very true.
Oh, God. I wish I was. I really wish I was.
And lastly, with brunch, obviously, a word combined with breakfast and lunch.
Wait, what?
I know. I'm blowing minds here. It's not just. So when you go
brunch?
To brunch, it's you typically.
Brunch?
But typically,
it's okay.
Do you guys get breakfast foods or lunch foods when you eat brunch?
Breakfast.
Depends on if they have crab.
Breakfast.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, very true. Like crab cake?
Oh, no. You got to go to the buffet at the smokehouse, man.
They have crab for breakfast?
Crab legs all over the fucking place.
Breakfast?
I would eat,
or is that where you go lunch?
Brunch.
Okay.
Wow.
And we're back to
I would eat crab legs anytime.
No, it's the
day.
Greatest thing in the world.
Yeah,
you guys, it's like 25 or 30 bucks. I don't know if they're doing it now, but
they're
it's
not.
Like 25 or 30 bucks, unlimited fucking champagne. And unlimited buffet for like, and they were trying to push people out of there. Dude kept coming back to me and my mom. He kept us there for 5 hours getting fucking wasted.
You said unlimited champagne crab. And Matt's unlimited. Just like, what other kind is there?
It's like me and my mom are laughing. I'm like, Mom, we've been at this table for 4 hours. Don't you think they want us to leave? She's like, yeah, we should probably get out of here. Dude comes up, opens a brand new bottle of champagne, says, how are you guys doing?
Ooh. Wow.
You guys, like, that's wow.
You don't want us to leave? He's like, nah, you guys are cool.
That is the goal, is going to an all-you-can-eat place and surviving two full meals there. Like, you ate long. You, oh, yeah, you're yeah, there yeah. long enough that you can this get is, you this go is, your second round.
That was what we ate that day.
Yeah.
So it was a mission. We Ubered there, got full and wasted, and then Ubered home and then watched football all day.
I love it. Well, Matt, I hope that one day all of us can go get a brunch. And
I hope so,
crepes.
Too. But until then, that's what's on the menu.
Yes. And I'm glad you had a good trip.
Thanks. Yeah. Ash, honestly, it was an amazing trip. It's just more fun to talk about the shit that was weird. But genuinely, it was great.
That's super odd, but it makes sense. There's a part of me when you told me that I went, I kind of like that. I like knowing. Because when I go on vacation, sometimes it's, when do you want to go to the pool? I don't know. When you want to go now? All right, let me go get ready. And no one, you know, everyone's kind of just lackadaisical about everything. But if you're on a strict schedule, everyone's there. Everyone knows where you're going. You know what you're doing later. And it's, I don't know, maybe I just like a little more planned.
Sure.
Planned the leaving the pool and coming back thing that's is silly. Something that's...
It was bizarre. It was very
There you
bizarre.
Go. You want to understand California?
Yeah.
There yeah. it is.
Well, they just spray off whatever you were sitting in so you can sit there again.
So you can sit
yeah,
there again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, we're coming right back. Can't we just stay right here? And you don't have to clean these ones? Nope.
They're gonna out. That system will eventually evolve to where, oh, okay, this party has this many rooms. They can just stick around. I think it will. I think it's because it's new. They just have to stick to some really rigid rules.
That's because Matt was made
to be broken.
Yeah, it's because Matt was at a giant hotel chain that's trying to follow something so that they don't get sued.
Yeah.
All right, one last segment before we get out of here, and this is for Kathy, who is sitting there with her torn calf muscle. She wants to know, Kaylin, is there anything she should be checking out? Well, let's find out with this week's Flicking the Bean.
We all want to know one thing. Your opinion's what we need. So, Kaylin, get on that mic and flick the bean.
Oh, Kaylin, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
Well, last week we mentioned that we were going to be putting together our top three favorite horror movies.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We did say that.
We did.
Yeah. So my
we're
going to
do one
early.
Person a day.
Yeah. We're now doing one person a show. But my three involves my flicking today, which I will say a new entry, number one. Two of them are TV shows, just a heads up.
Oh.
The first one is a show that Matt recommended called Marion. And it is really fucking scary. It's on Netflix. It's really, really good. The second is The Haunting of Hill House. Those are my top two just because of the amount of content you get alone because they're TV shows. And the third is The Descent. That's a great horror movie. So,
yeah.
Kathy, if you haven't seen any of those, go watch them because they're great.
See, I feel when we get to my version of the list, it'll be a lot different than Kaylin's. And what happened was before the show, Kaylin goes, hey.
Chris is going to all be on Wikipedia.
Well, Kaylin.
These are the links you should click on if you don't want to be too scared.
So mere minutes before the show starts, Kaylin walks out to me and he goes, hey, Chris, is this our Halloween episode? Or is it going to be our next one? Which has confused Gary and me so much. Like, Kaylin, Halloween is up for a few weeks. Like, we have four more shows, so Halloween, what do you mean? And then he further clarified, oh, I meant, do we need our list, which we talked about last week? And it reminded me, oh, we didn't come up with a list, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to, till Halloween, we all kind of just scatter our list and discuss each person's list for top three scary movies or top five or whatever. So Kaylin's was those two shows, Haunting of Hill House,
Marion, The Haunting of Hill House, and The Descent, which is a movie, which is great.
I've seen none of them.
Marion, standalone, greatest horror of the last decade.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. That's huge from Dawson.
The old tropes are gone. They got brand new fucking ways to scare the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you don't mind that it's in French.
See, Dawson.
Gary does.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, dude. You have to fucking commit.
Fucking
here's the good news. The good news is it was
there.
So good. It was so good. I will guarantee you the next big budget horror thing is going to be this person.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Or an American
it's worth
remake
it, dude.
Of Mario.
It's totally worth it.
Yeah.
It is great.
Well, Dawson knows this stuff because Dawson loves this horror too. Everyone here in this room loves their horror, probably except me.
Mm.
Gary
and,
like
yeah,
Gary's
maybe Gary too. But last night, Kaylin walks up to Dawson after the show and she's like, hey, Dawson, looks a bit left, looks right. Hey, I need a horror movie. You got something for me? You got something? Like scratching his neck. Like, I need something. I need a horror movie.
This is true.
Yeah.
I am pretty much like
a heroin
right
crepe.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dawson's like, oh, check out what Raised by Wolves. What was it called?
He did say that, but that's
yeah,
not
I
a
mentioned that,
show.
But that's not a horror movie.
Oh, well, you told him to check it out.
And then I told him Starry Eyes. Yeah. It ain't bad.
He said it's okay.
But Kaylin,
it's okay.
I do. I feel like that. I need something scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it only just because it's October, or is this how you live your life?
Actually, it's kind of been like this for the past few months. I thought it was leading up to October, but I have been just going through tons of horror movies the past few months just because I love them.
You need to be scared.
Haven't you guys
very much like to be scared?
Noticed that Kaylin's been wearing a lot more Marilyn Manson t-shirts lately?
Yeah.
He's like got kind of a goth thing going.
Why did you dye your hair
face.
Black?
Yeah, the black hair, mm-hmm. the piercings.
Right.
I mean, how does your girlfriend and the kids feel about that?
They
does it freak them
yeah,
out?
Yeah, no, I watch it with them.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, the next big horror thing is what I'll be reviewing today, which is the sequel to The Haunting of Hill House. It's The Haunting of Bly Manor. Now, I've been waiting for this for 2 years since The Haunting of Hill House came out. It was great. Then I heard they were doing a sequel. Super excited about it. 9 episodes. It came out last week or the week before that. It's available now on Netflix.
Are there going to be spoilers in this? Do I need to plug my ears?
I am going to try my very hardest not to spoil anything, which
does
I'm pretty sure
you're
going to
try your hardest.
Matt, does that make
like
you
this.
Comfortable?
I'm very uncomfortable. I feel like I'm watching a Kevin Spacey movie. That's how uncomfortable I am right now. I will start to plug my ears, though.
I don't think I'm going to spoil anything.
That's good.
This is written and directed by Mike Flanagan, who I've been talking about recently. He
we brought him up.
Did Dr. Sleep, which I watched.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
Yeah. Dr. Sleep wasn't that great.
I mean, it wasn't not for a straight horror movie.
Right.
But he did Gerald's Game, which was great.
Gerald's Game was very
Gerald's
good.
Gerald's Game was great. Also, Hush was done pretty fucking good. And Oculus. He's great. This stars Victoria Pedretti.
I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Oculus had to do with a mirror, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the one before that?
Hush.
Hush.
Hush is about like essentially a serial killer that is stalking this woman in the woods who is deaf.
So, I knew that. I thought that's what it was. You're kind of
watching it through her perspective. She's deaf, and there's this guy that is
okay.
A serial killer stalking.
Yeah, the movie's
moving on.
Only
I'll pass. That's
two
good.
Minutes long.
Sorry, that's all. I
Wait.
Need.
So there's. Wait, so there's a movie about...
It's legitimately a great movie, Dawson.
Yeah, with,
you
with
watch
someone
Hush.
That's deaf, and there's also another one where someone's blind, right? The one wasn't there one where like there's a blind guy, but the blind guy's killing all the...
Oh, are you
you're
talking
thinking
about
of...
Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe. That one's great.
That one's great.
Good read? Good Wikipedia read? No, wait.
That's terrible read.
A hell of a read.
Terrible read.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
It's
one of those movies...
kind of loosely based off a true story, right?
What?
I have no idea.
Well, it's the story that I remember at least Lynette and Stephanie talking about that from Sword and Scale. And essentially a bunch of teenagers like broke into this guy's house and he knew they were breaking in and one time he pretty much like just laid in wait for him so he could kill them. And there's audio of him actually killing these teenagers in his basement. It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's one of those
–
the thing about wiki reading, guys, and you make fun of me for it, sure. Yeah, I read the wikis for the movies. But keep in mind that the theater of the mind is quite vivid. And the images that I think of when I'm reading these might be and are sometimes way worse than what they were able to do on screen.
Right.
Right, but you never actually see them.
Right.
But they're burned into his memory.
But they're burned
into his own imaginary.
He never actually
sees
it. No.
Yeah. So I'm just saying.
If that were the case, I don't understand how you can get out of bed and tie your shoes every day.
It's tough.
The theater it's that so is your vivid. Mind
the theater of the
should
mind.
Have you shivering in the corner with a blankie.
That's how you know how strong I am, Dawson.
Okay.
That's you know how you...
You know what's better than the theater of the mind, Chris? The garden of your mind.
Mm.
Take some edibles and check that out on
YouTube. You could grow ideas.
But anyway, don't breathe.
Have you ever seen a cat's eyes in the dark?
Don't breathe. Terrible read, but definitely watch it for Thanksgiving. Great Thanksgiving movie. All right, yeah. Go ahead.
Gather the whole family around.
This stars Victoria Pedretti, Oliver Jackson
Don't
Quinn,
Breathe does? What are we talking about here?
And Henry Thomas.
What's it called?
This is all like the same cast from The Haunting of Hill House. He used
The Haunting of the Other Place.
The Bly Manor.
Yeah, it's called all the same... Mostly the same cast.
What's the title again? I'm sorry, I didn't write it down.
The Haunting of Bly Manor.
And he has The Haunting of Hill House.
That was the first one, yes.
So this is the sequel.
But it's a completely different story. So the two, so yeah. It's like American Horror Story.
Okay.
You know, it's like same
like
cast,
a series.
But a completely separate storyline.
Okay.
It's currently at 86% with critics on Rotten Tomatoes and a 61% of the audience. It's about an American girl who travels to England and takes up a job as an au pair, caring for two children who recently lost their parents at their home in Bly Manor.
Au pairs are always hot, right? Is that a thing? Is that like a...
She's good looking.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Gary made a face. This is why I brought it up. Gary and I made a connection here.
What do you have on the background of your phone again?
And he just straight up bailed on me.
That's Matt. Matt, was your au pair hot?
Yeah, there's a good question. Matt's au pair. God, you got a new one every year, Doss.
God damn it.
Just be waiting for him at the timeshare every time he got there, and then they take it home for the year, get a new model the next year.
Why did I tell that story? I should have just said I went to a hotel.
Anyway, go ahead. Au pairs. We love them.
Yeah. So I had the highest of hopes for this show.
Oh, and you've like been, said, talking
been
talking you really
about it.
You really want to see
for
it.
I've been
waiting for
it. Needing something scary.
Wait, Kaylin, I don't think you answered the question. Is she hot?
I said she's good looking.
Okay.
She's good looking.
Okay.
I would, after watching it, I would not call this a horror show. And I was kind of talking
real close to plugging the ears here, bro.
Well, I was talking to you about this, and you said to me, which I had to go look it up, that it's described by Netflix as a gothic romance story.
Matt is getting so close to plugging his ears.
I seem to recall
we talked about this together in person.
That's certain. Matt hates the spoilers.
All right,
Matt,
I'm recalling something the cow said.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Gothic romance.
Yeah, and I have no interest in watching a gothic romance story. That's just not a genre that I'm into.
9 episodes later.
There's pretty much no scenario in which a gothic romance,
she's
I'm
good
turning
looking.
To watch it.
Kaylin, are your eyes broken? That chick is hot.
Let me see.
I actually found her kind of annoying in the show, to be honest.
Oh, maybe because the character she played wasn't as hot.
She was a strong woman, Kaylin. we respect all women here, Kaylin, okay?
Yeah.
Who is your like number one right now as far as hotness goes with a female celebrity?
She's right.
Just so I know what your scale is.
There's nothing wrong with her.
Don't fall into the trap, Kristen.
I'm pretty sure it takes place like in the 90s. And she wears like high waisted jeans with like a t-shirt tucked into them. It's kind of a strange attire.
Mm. That's kind of a new look today. I see that look all the time.
Mom jeans.
Yeah.
So I just
Stop, girls, please stop. Stop with those. Thank you.
Do whatever makes you feel beautiful.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, needless to say, I was very, very bummed out when I started watching this. I think I watched the first 4 episodes all in one sitting.
Then you came into work, you looked at me, and you went, are you watching the like Haunting of Bly Manor? And I went, no. And you kind of turned around, and I was like, should I be? No.
Gothic romance? Was it
with
ghosts. Evanescence music video?
Yeah.
Evanescence. That
was a
great
call.
That's a deep pull.
That's what
like
I think of.
Wake up,
gothic romance.
See now, that's a very specific type of literature, though the gothic romance.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like,
oh.
I was
thinking
say,
of goth romance.
Yeah, this isn't a brand new album or whatever
Moody
the fuck
kids.
You're listening to.
I was thinking of goth romance. That's what I got.
I feel like visually, if you can think of like Edgar Allan Poe stuff, even though that's poetry, that sort of Victorian era, that's that gothic
romance, or there was a Guillermo del Toro movie that came out a few years ago
that was not great
called Crimson Peak. It was about giant robots. Too.
It's not Pacific Rim?
Not after Pacific Rim. On the heels of Pacific Rim, in fact. He made a movie called Crimson Peak that was advertised as like a horror movie, but it was in fact a gothic romance. So it's got creepy elements to it, but it's largely slow.
Oh, shit,
and
like The Others might be a gothic romance.
Perfect example.
That was a very good movie. I enjoyed The Others, but it wasn't a fucking horror film.
That's absolutely right.
Twilight.
So that's...
All right, there you go.
It's like a vampire romance.
Yeah, that was a test. That was a test, Chris. Get out.
Yeah.
You didn't even let me, finish. I meant Twilight New Eclipse.
Another great movie. Okay. Get Out.
Oh, great. Yeah, Get Out. I've seen that one, actually.
So I was very bummed watching this. I was very angry at first, too, because I was going through multiple episodes without anything really scary happening. And it didn't help that in his interview, Mike Flanagan, like a year ago, said that this season was going to be even scarier than the first. And it's not even close to being as scary. It's creepy. And there's a couple scares, but for the most part, it's like not a horror show. It's
like a gothic romance.
That sounds like a gothic romance.
I've only seen a couple episodes of it, but I guess because I kind of – as soon as I heard that phrase, all my expectations went immediately to this is going to be slow and boring. So I've actually been enjoying it,
though.
That's
a great way to put it. It is very boring.
But creepy, though.
It's the best way to watch a movie. Go in low.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've learned that a lot.
I like to go in high.
Yes.
Yeah, I was really bored watching it, and it really felt like a chore to finish. I knew I had to finish it
because
I had to give a review
watch.
On it. And
on the board watch.
Problem is, it could have been a lot scarier. There's like an element to this show that could have made it like there could have been a ton more scares. It could have been really scary, and obviously this guy knows what he's doing. I wonder why he didn't make this show scarier if like his intention was to kind of pivot away from just the scares into the romance aspects of the story. Once Matt kind of told me that after I finished the first four or five episodes, then my expectations also began to shift, and I could see that it was, you know, kind of well made, but I was just so bummed that he went the route that he did and didn't make the show scarier. And a lot of people are liking the show. I hear a lot of people saying that it's great, but just not for me. So I have to go unflickable. 5.5 out of 10.
I'm happy about that because what I had no idea was the prequel. I said the prequel. I meant the prequel. I got through one episode of that, and I'm like, this fucking sucks. And I never watched it again, and I'm so glad.
The Hill House?
There you go.
Yeah.
You didn't like Hill House or Bly Manor?
No, the first one.
No, the first one's
the
great.
Hill House. No, first one's I watched
great.
One episode. I'm like...
Well, you should watch more because it's
And then
fantastic.
Matt said to me on that time, he's like, well, it's not really horror. And I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
The first season
Yeah, the first season is just totally not. Horror.
It's not good.
Ooh,
it's not really good. You're crazy for thinking that Hill House
maybe
is
I just
not
don't
good.
Have maybe I like my scares a little more.
Maybe you should put more time
packed.
Into it.
Hold on. We don't have to hate each other here.
Caleb's like opening up the horror show genre.
What Matt said to me is he says there's at least one good scare every episode.
Yeah.
And I watched episode one. And if you call any of those scares a good scare, I'm not doing this for 12 fucking episodes. There were zero good scares.
What is, I guess this would be too much of a spoiler, but when I think of a good scare, I think of, like, I know one particular scene.
Like a well-structured sentence on Wikipedia?
When I think of a good scare.
Not all of us can afford all the streaming services, Matt. Right.
Yeah, that's very true. Do you remember Independence Day, the hospital scene, or when they're slicing the alien open?
Sure.
And that
not
when,
sure if I call it a hospital, but I once you hospital, clarified,
the
I knew
lab.
Exactly what scene
the lab.
You're talking about.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, oh, that yeah. scene. That's a good scare. It's a good jump
that is
scare,
good.
I guess.
And I will say that there is one jump scare in Hill House, which scared me worse than I've ever been scared watching anything about.
Dawson will never know.
Do you?
And spoiler, it's later into the season.
Look,
after
it's
a
actually,
while before there were a couple scares.
All it is the horror industry versus me. Can I watch more movies than they put out?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Jumped out of my seat
yeah, what,
when I watched that scene.
What happens when you get a jump scare? Because you watch these movies alone.
Yeah.
And do you say anything? Is there anything vocal that you say when it happens?
Well, I'm normally with my girlfriend who's already fallen asleep at that point.
Okay.
So I try to keep it as quiet as possible so I don't either wake her up or look like a puss. So I try to hide it.
Yeah. But
sometimes in that one scene in the first season, I screamed and jumped out. I was so legitimately scared and surprised by it.
Do you scream a word or is it like, oh shit?
Probably, oh fuck.
Oh, you kill oh fuck.
Probably an oh fuck.
Okay.
Marion got me off the couch.
That, yeah, it's great.
At least wow. fucking 20 Marion's times.
Fantastic. Really?
That is a fucking scare fest.
Well, see, you guys have common ground there, which I love. That there you go. So Marion. And if it was in English, Gary would be so down.
No. I was talking to Chris. Chris, you were suggesting some scary things for me to watch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You said, oh, I hear that The Lodge is very good. My friend liked it a lot. He would recommend it.
No, well, Matt saw The Lodge. I said The Lie.
Oh, The Lie. That's right. The other one of the Blumhouse movies that I did last week. He said The Lie. My friend loves horror. He would suggest it. Although he didn't care for Hereditary. And I went, nah. All
very
right.
true.
Red flag.
Yeah.
You got so me so excited for a second.
Kaylin was done. I love how you're taking recommendations from me, though. Like, what? Makes no sense. All right, well, that'll do it for Water Cooler. Let's get our plugs in and GTFO. I'm going to start over here with Kaylin. Kaylin, what do you suggest our listeners check out?
Oh, don't worry about me.
Okay. Gary, what would you like to plug, sir?
It's been a minute since I did it, but I'll plug Chunk Nibbles. They sent us a huge care package.
Some Chunk Nibbies.
Oh. Including.
Oh, my God.
Including, and I'm going to give these to Matt.
Oh, God. Those look so good.
A couple of unreleased flavors that are coming soon.
Wow.
They also sent us.
Are we allowed to be talking about these on air?
I'm doing it, so. Woo! I guess so. They also sent us a new form factor I'd never seen before. These are little, like, grab and go packages.
Vending machine.
Right. Yeah. Perfect for a vending machine size. It says that they are 2 ounces, so approximately 1/35th the size of a frog. But these are thank you.
It's a big
wondering
fucking
if I was an ever.
Oh my god,
but yeah, so chunknibbles.com or on any social media and new promo code because the Bobo Boy Army has been so supportive, WoofWoof15.
But the last code was WoofWoof10.
Yeah, the last code was just WoofWoof, but it would get you 10. But because you guys have been so loyal and so supportive, new code for the holiday season, WoofWoof15.
That's just good fucking business. Where'd your cousin go to school?
He went to Michigan State.
There we go.
And
15% off?
I will also say, as Dawson said, this is a perfect vending machine size. Also great stocking stuffer. This is a great thing. Get a bunch of these for the family. Throw them in everyone's stocking.
You hear that, Chunk Nibbles? Christmas is coming. Send us a whole bunch of those.
Right when I saw,
so we can give them to other people in our family.
Yeah, right when I saw those, I thought, oh, they got little crack packs.
Oh, look at that. They already heard me.
I think we're good.
Oh.
We got hooked up.
Yeah, anyway.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So,
and if you haven't eaten these things, they are better than crack.
Yeah.
And I know.
Or we call them Dimebags.
Because I smoked crack.
Yeah. That's very. Oh, let's get it clean right now for the holiday season. Chunk Nibbles.
Ho, ho, ho. All you wonderful people out there. Chunk Nibbles.
Hold on.
Is that how you usually do your VO? What are you doing?
That got vaguely racial out of nowhere.
No, it didn't.
Whoa.
It did not.
Did it? It didn't.
No,
it
did not.
All right, let's get it clean. A Chunk Nibbles endorsement from Mike Dawson.
Hey! I don't know what to do.
Just in case they want it for the commercial, because they've been using our ad. Or our phrase
gonna,
in their ads.
Yep.
It's not gonna. No.
So, but yeah, definitely check out Chunk Nibbles. Chunk or WoofWoof15. The promo code. Get the crack packs or any size you want. Matt,
you can follow me on the Twitter at Matt Fondelier, and I will echo something Kaylin said earlier, which is one of the better horror movies of recent years to watch is a movie called The Descent, and I'm gonna just tease it for the Patreon show. I loaned it to Dawson last week. And I hope that fucker reviews it on that Patreon show because I want to hear his take.
Oh, interesting. Because we know what Kaylin thinks. We know what Matt thinks. But Dawson's views
He's a tough critic when it comes to horror.
He's the Simon Cowell of our horror panel here, so it's, I'm kind of nervous.
I'm actually nervous that he hasn't talked to me about it because I feel like it means he's already watched it and he didn't like it.
No, it all meant moving some gear around, and then I finally moved the gear around to the place where I watch movies. And because everything's digital now, I don't have the DVD player in this place.
Yeah.
And by then I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this. I got to watch it before Monday because I got to talk to Matt about it. And by the time I put it on, finally fucking sat down, like, all right, it's time to watch a movie. I look at the clock, which is right under the TV. It says 10:45. And it's
great
last
time
night.
To watch a horror movie.
It's last night. It's Sunday night. I'm like, nope, I'm going to fucking bed. Turned everything off and went to sleep.
Oh, well, maybe for Patreon show.
Listen, I'm actually glad. I would rather you have not watched it yet than you watch it and you hated it and you've been too embarrassed to tell me about it.
Yeah.
Maybe for the Patreon show, which anybody listening to this show can easily subscribe to. It's very affordable. We have different tiers. And all you got to do is go to patreon.com/watercooler. Watercooler. Very easy. Very simple. All right, Doss, up at you.
A while back, actually, the first audiobook I released in 2020 is a Beatles audiobook. It's called The Walrus Was Paul, The Great Beatle Death Clues.
Yes.
And it's all about how the Paul is dead thing and then all the weird shit that happened throughout all the Beatles and all their albums and all the weird symbolism and the covers and the songs and the backward lyrics and all the fucking shit surrounding that. It's a pretty awesome book written by R. Gary Patterson. I did the audiobook, released it. And you'd think that Beatles books, especially cult ones, would do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sold 93 copies. And so, essentially, I make zero money unless these books sell. Let's get to 100.
Yes.
Let's get to 100 audiobooks.
And it's Halloween
and
season.
And then we're only 98% away of where we need to be in order to make any money off of it.
There you go.
Let's start with 100. It's called The Walrus Was Paul, The Great Beatle Death Clues. Please buy it.
Yeah, and it is, and the artwork done by our very own Pixel Fund.
Hell yeah.
Very, very impressive stuff. As for me, once again, yeah, please check out the Patreon, patreon.com/watercooler. Chuck Nibbles, the two flavors that we got, the secret flavors, peppermint and cookies and cream. So, cookies and cream, one of my favorite flavors for anything. I love Oreo. I'm a big Oreo guy. I eat Oreos in front of Corolla. Drives them nuts. I don't care. Oreos are delicious. And as for the plug...
It's what? Not for Oreos. You know that cookie Oreo cookie crust they do in some pies?
Yeah.
That's what these chunk nibbles are like.
Yeah. Then that's how you know it's good, because those are always delicious.
Some good shit.
As for the plug, please check out Days of Thunder. It's a show that Gary and I work very hard on. We love doing it, and it's a very funny show. If you like this show, I think you'll love Daves of Thunder, davesofthunder.com, and we also do videos on YouTube, so check that out.
And we have a very exciting outing coming up.
A little field trip coming up. All right, that'll do it for Water Cooler. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll see you for Patreon. We love you.